If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Joining us now is News Nation national security contributor and former Air Force Assistant Vice Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Good morning, sir. I'd like to talk about what's going on in the Middle East after some positive news about a possible Gaza ceasefire. Suddenly, we're not hearing anything about what's going on there. What do you know about this?
Well, good morning, Bob. Always good to be with you. There are indeed renewed negotiations have somewhat raised hopes for what would be, as I understand it, a three-phase truce between Israel and Hamas. They're down to the final details. But, Bob, we've been here so many times before. In fact, you and I have talked about this on air. The most difficult part of the any type of peace negotiations or a ceasefire deal is right now as we speak. And so they're ironing out the final details. But essentially, the first phase would be where you have Israeli civilian hostages and perhaps some of their female soldiers who were taken hostage from that brutal attack on October 7th would be released in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Then the second phase would be perhaps the rest of the hostages, principally the Israeli soldiers who had been taken. And then this all entails both these releases on hostages. On the other side, you also see hardened Palestinian prisoners being released as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the third phase, which is long-term, would involve perhaps rebuilding of Gaza and trying to come up with a solution for the infrastructure. My final point here, though, the major sticking point on these negotiations has always been with Israel, certainly, and appropriately so. Hamas still demanding it be a permanent ceasefire, and secondly, the withdrawal of all Israeli forces out of Gaza. Israel's not going to fall for that, nor would I advise Prime Minister Netanyahu to do so. But nonetheless, Hamas is on the ropes. They are no longer a unified fighting unit. It's more like into guerrilla warfare. And frankly, you've seen the weakening of Iran. You've seen the degradation of Hezbollah. And the fall of Assad is putting them even into a more geopolitical corner.
And what do you make of Israel's Houthi operation and also what they're doing in Syria?
Well, Israel's, frankly, they're surrounded by what we call the Ring of Fire. They've taken out principally Hezbollah. As I mentioned, they've weakened Iran and so forth, and Hamas is nearly totally defeated at this point. The last remnants of that threat are the Houthis to the south, and they conducted two waves of airstrikes yesterday. The first phase being our first strike went against some of their port infrastructure there, the Houthis' own part of the port areas along the Red Sea of Yemen. They took those out, and then they also went out on a second wave of airstrikes was against some of the Houthis' energy infrastructure. But the Houthis are not just a threat, Bob, to Israel, but they're a threat to, you know, really free trade and certainly the conduct of the sea operations in the Red Sea. 12% of the, you know, global shipping, vital shipping for economics and so forth, actually go through the Red Sea. Houthis are still somewhat in control of that.
So Israel's trying to build sort of a cushion between whatever happens going forward in Syria. Is that it?
I think what they're doing is they're taking a multi-pronged approach here. Israel, and especially Prime Minister Netanyahu, has the high ground here. Again, as I mentioned, been very successful, very bold in defeating Hezbollah, and certainly, but it all points back to Iran. Iran had a major setback when Assad fell, and that you can lend itself towards, obviously, the HTS terrorist group that went in and took over Damascus and compelled Assad and his family to flee to Moscow, but that really was based on the strong showing and the leverage now that Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu has put forth, again, with Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon and so forth. And so I think what you're going to see here is Israel now taking a strategic point along the Golan Heights and maintaining that up in the northeast part of Israel as it faces Syria. They've taken that buffer zone area, but then also they're going to turn their attention towards the Houthis, as we mentioned at the top of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All the while, they're in the midst of negotiations with Hamas. So lots happening with Israel right now, but they're doing it, Bob, mainly from a position of strength. And with the Trump administration coming in, that adds more political strength for them, certainly diplomatically, from a geopolitical standpoint, than from what I would say was a rather weakened Biden administration in terms of trying to compel Israel to perhaps do things that maybe they didn't necessarily think that were in their best interest.
Very interesting. A lot of moving parts in the Middle East. News Nation's Lieutenant General Richard Newton. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate your expertise when we call on you from time to time about these matters. And our wish for you is a very happy, healthy, great holiday season.
Thank you, Bob, and to you and all the listeners up there in Chicago. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.